Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, everybody. Welcome on Facebook, LinkedIn, and on YouTube. Thank you all so much for being here. Good afternoon. I am on Eastern Standard Time. And so it's 12:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time where I am at on today. So welcome, everyone. I'm so excited about today's message and about today's word. Hello. Good afternoon. If you can't stay, be sure to come back and watch the replay. I'm pretty sure it's going to bless you. It's going to bless you, and hopefully give you some clarity about what it is that God is asking you to do in this season, okay, or the next season to come, all right? So before I get into it and share what God gave me thus far, I want to say a quick prayer. And so, Father, I just thank you right now for every single person who's coming on now, who will come back and listen to the replay or hear it later on my podcast. God, I thank you for your word, for your message. God, help me, Lord God, to execute what it is that you want me to say to your people. Holy Spirit, flow through me. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So today's live is called Be Relentless. Be Relentless. Okay. So I want to share with you all how I received this word about being relentless. So this past weekend, I went to Pioneers Conference with Dr. Faith. It's in Raleigh, North Carolina, not too far from me. I went for just that day and I watched it virtually on Saturday and some on Sunday. Okay. And so while I was there, the Lord was, it was so powerful, you guys. It was amazing. Okay. I definitely plan on going again next year. I went last year and I always have just an amazing time meeting people, new people while I'm there, and people that I have also met before over the past couple of years too in her ministry. Okay. And so while I was there, you know, I just kept hearing, you know, the word, you know, be relentless. Okay. So for me, you know, I'm taking it for myself. And so there are some areas that God has, you know, been telling me to be even more relentless in. I feel like I'm already an ambitious person. I'm an obedient person. I live a prophetic lifestyle. I live an obedient lifestyle unto God. But there's some areas that I know what God wants to take me higher in, and some areas that God's calling me to, but it's going to take me continuing to plow and continuing to put myself, you know, and show that God, I'm serious about what you're calling me to do. Okay. And so you have to understand that, you know, God can give you a prophetic word about something, but you need to work that word. You need to position yourself to be able to receive that prophetic word come to pass, because some words are conditional. Some words are unconditional, okay? Conditional means that if you do this, then God will do that, right? Unconditional could be God may say, okay, by this time next year, I'm going to, you know, save, you know, help, you know, help your family to be delivered from poverty. It could be something simple, right? And also in the word of God, we have prophetic unconditional words from the Lord as well. Like, for example, Christ coming, you know, Messiah coming to die for our sin, that was a unconditional prophecy. It was going to happen no matter what. But when it comes to our lives and our purpose, you guys, we have to understand that God wants us to apply our faith with our works, not just have faith and just pray into it. Yes, do those things, but also execute and come to Him for strategy, for lessons, for guidance, you guys, for you all to see the manifestation of that prophetic word come to pass. All right. And so earlier this week, I had put a post up, and the post was called Be Relentless. Okay. So this is what was in my heart to actually post around that. Be relentless to forgive. Be relentless to heal. Be relentless in seeking God like never before. Be relentless in finishing the assignment that God gave you. Be relentless in your obedience to God in all things, even when it is uncomfortable or it inconveniences you. Be relentless in helping and loving others. And also be relentless in stewarding what God has given you in excellence. Okay. In excellence. So be relentless. That means someone who is determined to do something and refuses to give up, even if what they are doing is unpleasant. And I will be the first person to tell you everything that God asked me to do, I don't want to do it. But because I love God and, you know, I'm called to lead, you know, God's people, I have to lead by example as well. How can I come up here and tell you guys to do X, Y, Z, and I'm not doing it myself, right? I need to be able to lead. My lifestyle should be a ministry and a testimony all by itself. My actions speak louder than my words, okay? So I'm a big believer of that. I do not like people being double-minded when it comes to their lifestyle and their ministry, and then they're teaching you guys one thing, but behind closed doors, doing something completely different. Now, with that being said, have I, you know, grown weary before? Absolutely. We all grow weary. We all, you know, get tired and frustrated. Yes, I go through all those things. But after I done had my, you know, my little tantrum, or my emotions is running high, I still go back to God and say, okay, God, here I am. What do you want me to do? And even in that, God will say, I'm here. I don't care how tired you get. I don't care how weary you get. I'm not going anywhere. I will always be here to put fresh wind in your back. And He always does. Okay. And so, again, if you're getting on this now, we're talking about being relentless. We're talking about planning for your year for 2024. Okay. Then the Lord began to speak to me. But before I give you that part, let me give you a scripture here. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 58. To me, that really explains, you know, how and why we should be relentless, being steadfast, being immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the Lord, your God, and knowing that your labor is not in vain. Okay. Your labor is not in vain. Okay. All right. And then I also put here Ephesians chapter 4 and 32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Okay. And so keep in mind that, you know, every single person is in a different level, in a different season in their life. And so it's going to take you seeking God and asking Him, okay, God, where am I at with my walk with you? God, where am I at right now when it comes to this particular area in my life? Let me explain. And so for me, you know, honestly, God's always speaking to me in dreams and visions about different things I should be doing, you know, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, just throughout my life, okay? And so from there, he would let me know areas what I need to work on when it comes to my family, when it comes to my business, when it comes to my ministry, when it comes to my health. So every single area of our lives, you guys, God cares about that. He cares about every single area of your life. And I'll get into that in just a moment. And so let me continue with you guys making sure that you are being relentless this year, okay? And so God desires to partner with you and give you instructions and strategy, okay? In all things, okay? And so some of you guys who have been following me for a while, you know, who are familiar with, you know, with my ministry, I am what you call a seer prophet. So what that means is that God speaks to me primarily in dreams and visions. And so I've always had dreams and visions. So back in 09, when I finally, actually like 08, I believe, 08, I finally gave my whole life to God. I'm like, God, I surrender. If you go to my podcast now, you'll be able to hear my testimony, Pain, Passion, and Purpose in episode 1, 2, and 3, where I shared some of my testimony and my story about how I came to Christ. It's actually a very hilarious story. It's very funny. Like, God just jacked me up, okay? And so even before I got saved, I always had dreams and visions, but I did not know that they were from the Lord, okay? And so when I got saved, it was like, whoo, it was like a bum rush of like dreams that was coming to me every single night. And I was a part of a prophetic and what they call 5-0 ministry, where we had, you know, prophets there, teachers there, apostles, all that good stuff. So God really had me in a place where I had a solid teaching understanding of the 5-0 ministry, okay? But no one there honestly understood or even knew, you know, how to interpret dreams and visions. So I spent the season where I didn't really understand what I was seeing, you guys. And so I found myself frustrated, like, God, like, I keep seeing all these different things. And so I had to just write down everything I would see, just write it down. And so over time, as I began to get in my word, study the word of God more, I came across some books that talked about how to interpret good dreams and visions. I was a part of a mentorship group for almost a little over a year with Dr. Faith, where I learned how to turn my own dreams. We had homework every single week for a year. So I was very serious about trying to understand, like, okay, God, like, what am I seeing? How do I decipher, you know, what I'm seeing? And it's a whole teaching all by itself, you guys. But I do teach that to my students who are becoming certified Christian life coaches as well, on how to interpret their own dreams. Okay, so anyway, so since then, I want to share with you my quick testimony. So in 2016, the Lord called me into entrepreneurship, okay? First of all, let me say this. I had no desire to be an entrepreneur. I had no desire to have my own business. But the Lord began to deal with me and say, I'm calling you out. I want you to go and start, you know, your own private practice. And I was like, what? Say what now? You want me to do what? I was very comfortable with working for other people because I did not want the responsibility and the weight of having to run a business, you guys. And so from there, you know, I learned how to ask God who, where, when, how, ask God these questions so that I'll know what direction to take. So I remember, I'm like, okay, God, so that means I have to find me an office building. I'm like, where do you want me to go? Where should my office be, right? And you guys, that same night, I remember the Lord gave me this dream that I had went to this building about half an hour from my house, and he showed me the name of the building in my dream, and he also showed me turning in my application to somebody, and they had actually approved me. And so God showed me exactly where to go, you guys, to get my office space. And so I went, I applied, I talked to, you know, the owner and all that good stuff, and everything worked out perfectly, right? And I'm like, God is so strategic, you guys. And I promise you, if you just seek him and you ask him for direction in areas of your life, he will give it to you. You might not get every single answer right then and there because it can overwhelm you. But over time, as you seek him, he'll continue to give you answers. And that can come through dreams and visions. That can come through the word of God. That can come through other people who have prophetic voices. It can come through your children. It can come through nature. It can come through so many different ways. So don't limit God, you guys. Do not limit God and how he wants to speak to you about your purpose and about what it is that he will have you to do. And so I have testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony of how God has instructed me to do something. Okay, for example, Miss Paris up here, Paris Fit Mom, she is my sister in Christ. She is currently And are you still in Mexico City? If you are, please comment below. So I remember, like, during the pandemic, the Lord had instructed me and my family to start a prayer line, because I kept saying, God, it's so much going on. I'm like, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to contribute to your people? Because right now is a hard time for so many people. And he told me start a prayer line. And yep, in New Mexico. That's right. Alamogordo. New Mexico. Sorry, I pronounced it incorrectly, sis. But hey, thanks for being here. And so God had gave me the word. I heard him clearly, okay? But then I got nervous. Oh, my God, who's going to call? Who's going to be up here? Because that was, like, during a time where I wasn't really on social media like that. I'm up here way more now than I ever have been in my whole entire life, okay? And so I'm like, who's gonna show up? Like, I can send it to people, but, like, are they gonna show up, right? And probably about a day later, my sister in Christ here, Miss Yolanda, Paris Fit Mom on Instagram, she called me out of the blue, left me this voicemail. And she's like, Shakita, she was like, hey, my name is Yolanda. She was like, I saw your post on, I think it was on Facebook or somewhere. And then also, I think on YouTube, I post on YouTube as well. She was like, about your prayer group, and I really want to join. And she was like, thank you for post. I mean, it was just blessed. Listen, it blessed my, I cried, because it was like, she didn't know me. I didn't know her. And God sent her to confirm to me to go ahead and do what he asked me to do, because I was nervous, you guys. I was so nervous. And so I called her back. She and I connected, and she and I have been friends ever since. Okay. And you guys, the first night we had, I think, over 50 people show up to their prayer call. I think it was 50, if not a little bit more, a little bit less. You guys, it was amazing. Okay. And so just know that, you know, God is a confirming God as well. He can confirm. Now, there are going to be times when people are not going to agree with what God's asking you to do. I've been there. Been there, done that. Even in that, it takes courage and it takes stamina. It takes endurance for you to be obedient to God. So she put here, that's right, Sisters for Life. So yeah, I missed them so much. And so praise God. Ah, it was so amazing. So we did for, I think, almost a year. We had a prayer line, and it was just, it was awesome. It was awesome. All right. So back to the message. And so the Lord was telling me that some of you guys are fearful. Some of you guys are stuck. Some of you guys are even discouraged. And some of you guys are also multifaceted. And I am multifaceted. Okay. What does that mean? That means that we know that God has called us to do many different things. And that too can cause you to feel stuck or stagnant, because it's like, where do I start? Where do I begin? Okay. And of course, like, this is what I have to do now. I had to learn a lot. I learned so much along the way of what to do and what not to do. And so everything that God is asking you and calling you to do, like, in that moment, sometimes he wants you to just start it and just put it there and put it on the shelf. I have things I've done now that I have started and put it on the shelf. Until God tell me to go back to it. Okay. Also, what is the lowest hanging fruit, right? What is it that you can work on now that's not going to cost you so much time and energy to kind of get your momentum going in order to create what God's calling you to create and do? Okay. All righty. And so what the Lord told me too is that some of you guys are dealing with procrastination, perfectionism, wanting to be perfect, imposter syndrome. Oh my God, that is a real thing. And I've also did a series called the Christian Leadership Series, where I actually talk about this, where I share with you all, you know, the word of God and what God gave me of how to overcome some of these things through the word of God and through strategy. Okay. Also, comparison is a really, really big one. Oh my gosh, like, it's so easy for us to come on social media and compare ourselves to our brother and sister in Christ. But God has made each and every single one of us unique, and we are fearfully and we're wonderfully made. And so, you know, what God showed me recently, I wasn't going to do a workshop this year. I said, God, I'm about to rest. I'm about to just chill. But every time I say that, God give me something else to do. Okay. And so in December 11th, I'm having a workshop. And this workshop is going to be about 2 hours long. I'm like this guesstimating right now. And this workshop, I'm going to have a workbook. We're going to go over strategies and tools and things that I use over the years to help me to get organized. It's called prophetic planning. You can plan prophetically, meaning that you're going to partner with God. You're going to partner with Him to hear what it is that He wants to say to you about what you should be doing. Some of you guys already know what you should be doing, but you're not doing it, right? So you need some encouragement. You need some strategy. You need someone to push you, okay? And I am great at pushing people and pulling things out of people, okay? I am all about kingdom. I'm so kingdom-minded. There is no little I or big I in the kingdom, okay? We all have purpose. We all have something that God wants us to accomplish, whether it's writing a book. Well, I don't care what it is, okay? But then He also wants us to have a lifestyle of order. Is your life in order, right? Meaning that for me, you know, I have God, right? God is, you know, my head. My husband is my head too. And so I'm submitted to the Lord, which means I'm submitted to my husband. And so with that, you know, I'm always checking in with God. How am I doing in my marriage? How am I doing as a wife, right? How am I doing as a mother? How am I doing when it comes to, you know, what you call me to create and call me to do? And sometimes God would tell me randomly, hey, you know, your daughters, I need for you to, you know, pour this into them. I need for you to start teaching them more about this area when it comes to the word of God and ministry. So God would just share with me random things. And so for me, because I keep my ear open before God, y'all, I'm not perfect. Okay, please. Like people ask me all the time, like, how do you, you know, do all these different things? It's a sacrifice. It is work. It is a level of obedience that I have to operate in order for me to accomplish what God is calling me to do. It requires discipline, okay? Even when I don't feel like getting up here or doing whatever, I have to push sometimes to get stuff done, just like anybody else. But God has graced me, okay? He has graced me for so much. And I'll be honest with you, because of the mantle that I carry, because of the call on my life and the anointing on my life, God has graced me to be able to push other people. And so this workshop is going to be a prophetic atmosphere. I'm going to prepare the atmosphere before we even get on, seeking God, hearing God. You know, what does He want me to share? He's already given me so much to put in this workbook already for you all. If you can't make it, of course, if you're going to be late, it's going to be recorded. I'm going to put it in a client portal where you can have access to the recording, access to the workbook, and so much more. I also opened up my Facebook group today. I had it closed since July. I've been kind of working on some other things, but now it's back open. If you want to join a group, anybody can join a group. If you're a kingdom minded and you want to continue to grow and learn, join my Kingdom Leadership Facebook group as well. And I'll be posting content in there also. Okay. And so I encourage you to really, you know, get in a community, get in a space where it's going to push you. It's going to push you to push out what God has put on the inside of you. Okay. So let me go to scripture real quickly. So if you look at Proverbs 16:9, it says this: in their hearts, human plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Okay. And so there are definitely times where I'm like, okay, God, I don't know what step to take. And sometimes I got to just keep on pushing and do it right. And trust that if I make the wrong step, God is faithful enough to push me back in alignment to where I'm supposed to be. Because there are times where I'm like, God, okay, I'm here, but I'm getting ready to leave. I won't be here no more. I won't be here no more. And I won't get into all that because that's private information, right, between me and God. But you know, he'll tell me in a dream, or I'm just like, go say, nope, I need for you to stay here a little while longer. And I'm like, I'm using you here. I'm like, okay, God. Okay, fine. All right. Jeremiah 29:11. But I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. Okay. Proverbs 19:21 says this: many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And so when you are a kingdom citizen, okay, when you belong to the Lord, He is going to make sure that what He has prevails, okay? So I'm saying this because oftentimes we can be afraid to even step out because we're afraid of making the wrong mistake or making the wrong step. But if God has given you something and you in your heart is in the, in the right place, trust that God can get you back in alignment and where you're supposed to be. Okay. And it's a faith wall. It's a journey. As I said before, I've made so many mistakes over the year. I'm like, oh man, well, God, I didn't know that about X, Y, or Z. Like, for example, I tell people all the time, especially my students now, don't get ahead of God, right? I know for me, I'm a naturally ambitious person. I've always been that way. I've always been a hard worker. But with that, it's not a bad thing. But when God give me an assignment, something to do, I have to always make sure that I'm seeking him every step of the way, okay? Meaning that I'm leaving room for God to guide me. And there's time where I have not done that, where I'll take it, I'll just run with it. And then I'm like, oh man, what happened? Oh, Shakita, you left out God, right? I'm praying, but I'm moving. and I wasn't doing it from a place where I wanted to be disobedient. I wanted to get it done. I just wanted to go ahead and get it done, okay? All right, let's look at Psalm 32 and 8. Okay, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. And he will. God is the master counselor. Okay. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. I love this scripture. That is so, so true. Through over the years, I've learned to say this simple prayer. God, stretch my capacity, stretch the way I think, stretch my mindset, because I understand and realize that as humans, we can be so small-minded, or we can put God in a box. So we can put what God has given us in a box when God has a huge plan for that one particular area that he's calling you into, okay? And so ask God that. God, stretch my thinking. God, fresh my capacity. Help me to see, God, what you see. And speaking of that, I'll share real quickly too. For me, so whenever God, like for example, Empowered to Shift, right? It's my private practice. Right now, I'm not seeing clients for therapy right now, only life coaching, okay? And so whenever God first showed me Empowered to Shift, he actually showed me the end. He showed me in dreams and visions the plans he had for Empowered to Shift, okay? And so at times when I became weary or tired, I didn't want to keep pushing forward because it cost me so much, okay? Like what you build for God, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost. It is. Whether it's financial, your time, your resources, your energy, you have to push past, setbacks and the enemy going to try to fight you on and all of the above. And so whenever I encountered those times and I wanted to give up, God would remind me, I showed you the end. I showed you what plans I had for Empowered to Shift. Okay. And so that kept me going. He said, your warfare is not in vain. What you do for the Lord, once again, let's go back to that scripture. What you do for the Lord would not be in vain. Okay. You shall reap a harvest if you do not give up. Okay. And so that's the mindset I have to take on, especially in times when I feel discouraged. I'm like, God, what's going on? Right? Why isn't this not working out? Right? He said, keep going, keep trying, keep plowing, right? The bigger the vision, the more work you have to do. Be honest, okay? All right. And then I'm going to go over one more scripture. This is Psalm 37 and 4. It says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And so even like there's other things that I desire to do, you guys, but I can't do it yet because I have to establish the kingdom. What do I mean? Establish the things that God is calling me to do for the kingdom, for the body of Christ. Okay. And the things that I desire to do, I will eventually be able to do those things. So I have to put them on the back burner, but I know that if I do what God's telling me to do, guess what? He will give me the desires of my heart in due time. Okay. So yes, I'm excited about that too. So with that being said, once again, if you're just getting on, I'm going over, being relentless, right? How to, engage with God and the Holy Spirit to get prophetic revelation about your purpose, about 2024, about how to prepare, right? You have to have strategy. And so with that being said, so every year I get a calendar. And so for the past 2 years, I finally came across one that I love. I have a hard time finding a good calendar for myself. And this one is on Amazon, and it's really thick. It's like hardback. And so I didn't buy one this year because it increased by like $15. Okay. So it was like $50 for this thing now. I'm just like, well, that's a lot. So I ended up finding one. I spent almost an hour at Walmart last week. Me and my daughters looking through all these planners, trying to figure out like, oh my God, like, what am I going to use? Because I like this one. It has what I need for the most part. But it's just too expensive to me. Like it is. And also I'm not able to really write certain things in here because of space. And even then the Lord began to mention to me, he said, create it. You're going to have to create what you need. And so with that, you know, I'll be creating some of what I do in this workbook that I'll be having. That'll be a part of this workshop. So I encourage you, it's very inexpensive. It's only $40 to register. It's December the 11th on a Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be recorded. You'll be able to ask me questions. We'll be having prayer, and interceding and hearing what God is saying. I'll share what God is saying as well and share God's heart during that time. And you have access to the replay in the client portal. I'll also have other material to help you to overcome imposter syndrome, to help you overcome fear, procrastination, and all those things. Okay. Okay. So let me see what else I have up here. So do I have any questions at all whatsoever so far? Let me see. Let the Lord use you. Yes, thank you so much, Miss Alice. Thank you so much. And then let me see up here. Anyone up here have any questions? And then also what I do, and I'll share this real quickly and then I'll get off, is what they call like a SWOT analysis. And so that is looking at your strengths, your weakness, I think it's opposition, opportunities, and then any threats that could threaten what it is that you're creating. So I use it a lot in every area of my life, meaning, okay, God, where am I with my children? Where am I with my marriage? Where am I in my ministry? Where am I with my time with God? Where am I? And when it comes to reading the word of God, right? Sometimes God says, okay, in this season, I want you to read XYZ. Okay. So I'll start reading it. I'm okay, God, where am I at? Like I done fell off, and that's normal too. Sometimes you might fall off of something, but get back up and keep going. So again, I wanted to come up here real quickly to share that word with you all to be relentless. Be relentless, okay? Be sure that you are checking in with God to see what it is that he has for you to do. And again, join me on my workshop in December, December the 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's going to be amazing. Links in my bio on Instagram, or you can DM me, hey, send me the link and I'll send the link to you. Okay. Up here on Facebook, same thing. You can DM me, or it's easy to find up here because they have the hyperlinks up here on Facebook. Okay. So you can learn more about that there. Awesome. Okie dokie. So I'm going to head on and get off, and I'll say a quick prayer. And so, Father, I just thank you right now for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for just highlighting to us, Lord God, how important it is for us to seek you on all things, to seek you for instructions, to seek you, God, for guidance. I pray, God, for those who are struggling in any way at all whatsoever when it comes to pushing and operating in their purpose, Lord. I pray, God, against any fear, procrastination, imposter syndrome. Holy Spirit, release, Lord God, your angels, your ministering angels to minister to them, to meet them right where they are. Holy Spirit, if you're telling them to go, you know, and get counsel, if you're telling them go, Lord God, and heal, Lord God, and heal their mindsets, Lord God, heal their mindsets, Lord, to let them know that what they carry and what they have is important to you. It's important to the kingdom. It is needed for the kingdom. And so, Father, we bless your name. We honor you in everything that we do. Christ's name, I pray. Amen and amen. And so, as I said before, just making sure that you understand that there is nothing too small. I just keep feeling that in my spirit. It's like, you know, many people, we see people doing these great big gigantic things, but they had to start somewhere. It didn't just start like overnight. Oh, I woke up and I'm here. I am on this large platform. That's not how it worked. It began with the seed. It began like in the private, honestly. It began in the beginning, okay? And so these people have worked their way up. Most of them should have anyway, right? To where they are. And so just think that, you know, everything has a genesis. Everything has a beginning. I even remember whenever I first started going on YouTube, Lord told me in 2017 to start posting like prophetic words on YouTube, right? That was in 2017. It's 2023. Going in 2024. And even, you know, there's times where we thought, you know, we've lost time, but God can also restore time as well. He is a God of second, third, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth chances, okay? You still have purpose no matter your age, no matter where you live, no matter where you are in the world, he can still use you right where you are. And so again, join me December the 11th at 6 p.m. and register. And I hope to see you there. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Okay. And this live stream here. Thank you so much for being here today. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your family and your friends. And please stay tuned for more content. If you would like, also, you can download my free ebook at www.shaquitatorres.com and stay in contact with me to learn about new courses, new workshops, and new content that I'll be coming out in the future. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.